Magical Mara Designs is proud to sponsor this episode of the Dub D Dub Review podcast. Whether you are looking for cute, comfortable mini ears or Disney-inspired face masks, we've got you covered at MagicalMaraDesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the Dub D Dub Review podcast. I am your host, Michael Black, and I'm joined by everyone today. Chris Malik, Stacey Nyman, Peter Ponacorvo. How are you guys today?
Good, thank you.
Doing good.
Good, good. I'm kind of starting this show because I asked a favor of my Chicago folks. I know, Pete, you're down here with me, but you have some experience with Chicago.
A little bit.
40 ish years.
Yep.
Ish years. 42-ish, 41-ish.
But also, I'm turning the tables on you guys because I found that, let me just say this. This summer, we've decided to head up to Chicago for a few days. Just a few days because we're doing this kind of Six Flags adventure where we're going to Chicago, we're going to St. Louis, we're going to Atlanta. So we're doing this kind of circle thing. But when we were sitting there trying to figure out what we wanted to do in Chicago, I said, I've got the best resources out there. And then I thought to myself, well, let's just share this with everybody. So that's why I asked my friends here if they could give me some pointers on a few things to do in Chicago. Now, we only have 2 days. They're going to come at me hopefully with more than 2 days worth of stuff. But that's where it's good for all of you, the listeners, the viewers, because you'll have this information in case you're planning a month, say, in Chicago.
So this is a diversion from Disney. This is the Chicago travel edition of the Dub D Dub Review, correct?
Exactly. Nice. And I've got my W flag flying here over my shoulder. I've got my Cubs hat on. So I'm all Chicago'd up for this episode.
You have no friends here, Michael, with that. I'm sorry. You're talking to
I like the Cubs.
Stacey. Thanks, Stacey. Yeah. See?
They have really nice colors for their team.
What do they play, Stacey?
Okay, they play baseball.
Dang!
Hey. I'm on the north side. And, okay, my mom's cousin was on the Cubs farm team. I've heard this story 70 million times in my life. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but it was a long time ago. And my dad's a big Cubs fan. My mom's a big Cubs fan. So I just didn't get the sports gene. I've been to a lot of games at Wrigley, but
don't cut yourself short. You are a beast when it comes to running and exercising. So you got the sports gene, just not that sports gene.
Not really team sports.
It's not sports ball.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And I will say that Wrigley is a magical place. Excuse me for saying this. It used to be when I went to it. It was kind of a dump, but it was beautiful when you're a Cubs fan.
Lots of charm.
It is. Yes. It is beautiful now, and it's returned. Well, it's well past what it used to be, Michael. It was a dump. Yeah, the trough urinal and the men's room and like just awful. It's beautiful now. It is. It's like a complex. The outside is like where you want to go and gather.
Beer garden in the city of Chicago.
Yep.
So I cannot wait to see that because I watch the games and I see that out there. I'm like, That is not what I remember. So, you know, I'm excited to kind of catch that.
So hang on. You got a Six Flags and a Wrigley Field trip. What do you need us for? I mean, we're here to provide you some good information and take you away from that misery on Addison there. So we're here to help you explore the city of Chicago. We've got great references and great places to send you.
Well, that's fantastic. And, you know, I may take some of those, but I know we're going to be going to Wrigley and I know we're going to Six Flags. So, and hopefully a pizza visit with somebody or somebodies while I'm there. So,
hey, Pete, can I trademark that misery on Addison? Can I trademark that phrase?
I endorse that wholeheartedly.
All right. Back to you, brother.
Well, no, I was going to say that you know the rules here because we went through different iterations of how this was going. I didn't prepare at all, mm-hmm. other than the fact that I texted and asked for advice. So this is where I kind of turn it over to you. So what were the parameters, Chris, and what do you got for me?
I thought what we would do is let's highlight. And so we should probably just state this, that you're not wrong. Like, you talked about going to Orlando, you need like a full week or two. Like Chicago, you need like a full month or two to see everything because the city is amazing. And though we've all lived here for 40 years plus, after a while you think you've done everything until you actually look at like the next Chicago guy and you're like, I've never done that before. And you realize you've not done like half of what can be offered in the city of Chicago. Right. So there are a lot of things in Chicago that we would love to see change and a lot of things that aggravate the bejesus out of us. But the one thing I will say, it's a world-class destination with tons of options for like out-of-town guests. When the Lees came in, they were like, yeah, we got like 3 days. What can we do? I'd be like, oh my, like, how do I condense this down to 3 days? It's right. So hard to condense this down. Okay, headliners. So we thought three major attractions, three minor or lesser attractions, and then three like food options. And between the three of us, we'd give you a plethora of options for you to spend a couple of days. So, sound good?
That sounds perfect. I'm ready. I got a pencil here. I got my notebook. I'm ready to go.
Well, you can also get this on video, so you can just rewind it on the WW.
Yeah, really.
There you go. So you can just rewind.
It'll be available on the WW YouTube. So it should. And since you're the one that edits that, you're probably going to have access to it.
Yeah, and I'll probably get to see it over. A few
over
times,
but okay. And over and over.
There we go. Miss Nyman, do you want to lead us off then?
Absolutely. Gotcha. So before I give my should I do my major and minor and a food option, or are we doing the majors first?
Yeah, let's just do one around and then two and then three. We'll do that. So
okay, perfect. So before I kind of do my major attraction, I do want to say that Chicago overall is just the most beautiful city. It is, for the most part, really clean. And I know that it just gets a bad rap for crime and things like that, but I feel very, very safe. And I live in the city of Chicago. I mean, obviously, you have to be street smart and things, but I have never witnessed a crime happening in all my years living here. That's been major. Like, I've seen, traffic violations, or, you know, you see the ambulances and the police cars and stuff, but I've never personally witnessed anything, knock on wood. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there first. It really is a beautiful city. It's a safe city. People here are very friendly. So come and visit us. So my major attraction, what was that? Go ahead.
It's the Midwest.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll say hi to people as long as they ain't going to slow us down.
Yep, exactly.
Like, yeah. Chicago is a fast-paced city. Don't, like, that's something I'm trying to adjust to here still. Like, nobody's in a hurry down here, and I'm still of the Chicago mindset. Like, mm-hmm. I have places to be. I have things to do. Please get out of my way.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's all.
I also want to say, when Stacey walks down the street, she has like background music, like from like Samuel L. Jackson in the movie Shaft. Like, no one F's with Stacey. She just walks on, like people just.
Of course not.
Like, that's she's not seeing any crime. It's like.
Who would mess with this?
You want some of this? You want some?
I'm tough. So I was going to.
Now we have her flustered.
I feel really bad cheating. What did you say?
We got you flustered.
Now we have you all flustered. You're like, I don't know what I was going to say now.
No, my headphone like audio went almost completely out. So all I saw was you all laughing at me.
No.
So I was going to cheat and do like up the whole museum campus, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to do that. I am going to say that you need to go visit the Bean at Millennium Park. It is very much visited. It's a major tourist attraction, but it is something super special. And it's a really great photography area as well, place to get great photos, because not only at the Bean, which is a very cool photo op, you get beautiful views of the city right there. So it's a really great option. to visit, and most people do visit it because it's there, such a prime location.
The north end of Grant Park, you've got, you know, the loop. You're in the loop, so I mean, you've got all the iconic skyscrapers are right there.
Exactly, Michael. That's by Maggie Daly Park. It's right off of Michigan Avenue. We'll talk more about this later on, but it's hard to avoid it if you're on a certain stretch of Chicago. It's just part and parcel of what that experience is. So, cool, Peter.
Everybody knows me. I have my three food options, and I have like four other food options, but I've managed to squeeze them into other categories. So there is a Chicago food architecture and history tour. It is 5 hours long.
Whoa.
And they will take you to different areas. You will see places that most people won't ever find food-wise, but then you're also going to see some of the best architecture, and Chicago has got some of the best architecture because there's like a half a dozen different architecture tours.
Mm-hmm.
You can take one on the river, you can take a walking one, you can take a Segway one, you can take a bus one. They're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But this five-hour one, you get the best of, you get your history, you get your architecture, and you get some food.
Boom.
I mean,
that sounds like our family. History, agriculture, food.
Michael.
No, not agriculture, architecture.
I mean, architecture. You got it.
There's
I mean. Not
a lot of agriculture.
We got you.
We're not growing a lot there.
Michael, whenever someone comes to Chicago and they ask me, what is the one thing you have to do in Chicago? I've got a bunch listed, but if I were to give you one particular museum, it would be the Museum of Science and Industry. And it's a hands-down, no doubt about it, winner for me. The problem is it's located far from the other spots in Chicago down Lakeshore Drive. But it's nothing like you've ever seen before in a museum. It's absolutely amazing. The cool thing about it, and I'm just going to read just a little bit about it from my resource, which is, of course, what's my resource?
Wikipedia.
So here we go. So the cool thing about it was it's housed in the Palace of Fine Art from the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition. It opened up in the 1933 Century of Progress Expo. It's bigger than you could possibly imagine. When you walk in, the vastness of scale, you know that feeling when you look at the Wilderness Lodge and you walk into the lobby? It's got nothing on this place. It's not a working coal mine, but a simulation of a working coal mine. It's got a U-505 submarine that was captured, and it's got an entire wing of it. It's got, it literally so is a
747 jumbo jet.
Yes, it's a full day. There's no way to walk through it, even for people that are repeating it, in less than 4 hours. And that's just a repeat, quick attraction to it, visit to it. If you happen to time it, this won't apply to you right now. But during Christmas time, they have a Christmas around the world where they set up Christmas trees from 150 countries, decorated in their 150 countries, and it's just gorgeous. It's one of the, I would say it's probably the premier site in my mind when it comes to visiting Chicago. Every city's got a Museum of Science and Industry, but it's nothing like Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry. It's absolutely breathtaking. They have a train, like a train model set that, Michael, I think is probably as big as Peter, give me an example here. How big is this? Stacey, how big is the train set they have, the model? It's
really big.
It's like the size of Spaceship Earth, like the floor, not the entire like up, like it's yeah, like, you know what I mean?
It's very big.
It's massive. I mean, to walk around it, it'll take you probably 10 minutes. If you're like going into all the little areas that you're allowed to.
Yeah.
But then they have some full size trains in there too, which is kind of crazy.
They have a chicken hatchery where you see the baby chicks and whatnot, but there's nothing that you can't think of that this museum wouldn't have. So it's amazing.
My favorite part is the fairy castle. They have like an entire, like the biggest dollhouse you can ever imagine. And you walk around and there's like telephones you can listen to. And the narrator is narrating this whole story of this house. And it's like in the upstairs attic, there's blah, blah, blah. This happened up here. And I mean, I can just remember going there as a kid and just being just so entranced by that fairy castle. It's my favorite.
Michael, the U-505 submarine that they captured, and they actually have, not they, but like it was captured by the Navy, they have a full like run-up theatrical production in order for you to actually see it. And it's almost emotional when you see it because you've been prepped on the history of it. And it's as good as any Disney storyline for any attraction they have. It's Disney quality, if not better, in terms of the housing and the story and even like the production quality and like the lights and everything. It's amazing. It's like Disney quality. So, and if you like space, they've got a massive space exhibit as well, too. So, anyways, Stacey, number two.
All right. My next one would be, I would say, so I'm going to say another museum. So my other museum that I love to go to is the Field Museum. It's a museum of natural history, but that's where you're going to see the things like Sue the dinosaur, the T-Rex. That I think that that was the first complete,
the most complete
dinosaur bone. I'm like not most, coming up with words today.
T-Rex skeleton. You're right.
T-Rex. Skeleton.
It's the most complete T-Rex skeleton that they have found.
That is the word. I could not think of the word skeleton.
You guys realize there's a replica of that outside of dinosaur.
Yes. Right? That's what I was going to connect it to. So, but it's just, it's great. There's like a mummy exhibit. There's all, of course, like all natural history museums. They have all the stuffed animals, the taxidermied animals exhibits throughout. But it's just, it's super educational, but it's also just in, like charming to walk through time and history. And I think it's just nostalgic for me, just having like overwhelming amounts of field trips to the Field Museum. But it's part of what's called the museum campus, which is the Field Museum, the Shedd Aquarium, and the Planetarium. Chicago does this really cool thing, and I think Science and Industry is also included in this, where they sell a city pass, where they
it
will...
It also includes the Art Institute, I believe, too.
That, yep. And so you can purchase this and get admission to all of those places for a discounted rate. So if you ever were in Chicago for an extended period of time, you wanted to hit all these places, that would be a really good deal because the admission prices can be quite high for a family to go through. So that's kind of something to consider if you were making it a actual, you know, longer trip.
So. Michael, too, it's all in the same general proximity. Field Museum's here. Shedd Aquarium's here. The Planetarium's here. Soldier Field, where the Bears play, is right in the backside of that. Grant,
McCormick Place.
McCormick Place is there.
Soldier Field.
It's all close by. The Bean and everything is right there together.
Buckingham Fountain.
So
it's in Grant Park as well.
Peter, what's your number two?
Well, it was going to be Science and Industry, but I guess I will default to the Shedd Aquarium being the diver of the group. And it is the living seas on steroids. I mean, it's crazy. They've got a lot of different... They have the dolphin show. They have the beluga whale show. They've got all kinds of like hands-on kind of experiences and then some more just like observational experiences. So...
And Michael, you're probably like, okay, it's an aquarium, right? But it's housed in this like neoclassical architectural, like this fantastically old building, and fantastically old by American standards, not by like European standards, right. You know. But like, it's gorgeous. The original part of the building before they built the beluga, you know, the dolphin show area,
the oceanarium.
Oh my gosh. Every museum in Chicago, even by just the looks of it from the outside, you just stare and you wonder. That's like the most beautiful building I've ever seen in my life. And it's easy to say that about each one of them, and it tops the next one as you keep on looking at them. So,
see, there's that agriculture I was talking about, Peter.
There you go. Yeah. My number two, which may appeal to you guys, along that museum campus, and I'm using my hand kind of to show you, there is a major street that runs alongside there, and it's called Michigan Avenue. And Michigan Avenue is notorious for several things. It's a microcosm of Chicago. They have a ton of great shopping experiences. They have history thrown there because it's where the original water tower place is at. They have fabulous restaurants, and just off the street is more restaurants. If you've never seen a skyscraper, and like you're thinking, I've been to Orlando, I've seen skyscrapers. If you've never seen a skyscraper, a real skyscraper, you walk down Michigan Avenue, and it literally is a concrete jungle. It's concrete everywhere, but it's elegant. It's not clunky. It's not brash. It's beautiful, and it's so busy, and it's always like shaded because obviously, you know, the buildings are on either side. But if you name it, there's a Disney store on Michigan Avenue. But it's a complete experience. It can take you all the way past the Chicago River, past like the Wrigley Building, and eventually work its way down to the Bean and to the museum campus. But just shopping on Michigan Avenue. Now, I will say, full disclosure.
So it's also known as the Mag Mile. Some people may have heard of it as the Mag Mile.
There you go. Last year, Chicago had some trouble where there were kids that would go run up and down the street and essentially grab purses and stuff like that. But it's a major metropolitan city. These things are going to happen. If you put it on the news in New York, I'm sure it happens there. In LA, I'm sure it happens there. So it's no different. But it's truly a special experience to go in and just to walk and just sightsee. But, I mean, not that we're shopping for Coach purses, but, like, it's the Champs-Élysées of Chicago, you know? So that's the way I can describe it.
All right.
Stace, your last major.
All right, my last major is the zoos in Chicago. We have two zoos, one actually in Chicago, one in the Chicagoland area. Lincoln Park Zoo is in Chicago. It's in the Lincoln Park area, neighborhood of Chicago. And it's a great little zoo just plopped down in the middle of the city. My favorite part is the ape exhibit. And, I mean, they're just right there. But it's just, it's a free, it's completely free as well. Mm-hmm. So
now you're talking my language.
Exactly. So especially for tourists who don't have a car there, they don't need to park. They're kind of using public transportation or walking. You just walk right in. It's free. Parking does cost, I think it's like $10 or something like that to park in a certain lot or whatever. But it's just a great little zoo. It's not huge, so you're not going to leave. You can do a half day, possibly, if you don't want to see everything. But it's just very Chicago. It's mm-hmm. You feel like you're in the middle of a very well-themed zoo, but then you just kind of look off to the side, and there's the skyscrapers right there. The one outside of Chicago is called Brookfield Zoo, and that one you do have to pay for. I hope this wasn't yours, Pete, Brookfield Zoo or anything like that. Okay. You do have to pay to get into Brookfield Zoo.
Can you eat there? Because Pete said they were all eating.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You can eat at
most
both
of mine
the zoos.
Have to do with food, yeah.
Yeah. So you would have to, you'd have to figure out a way to get to Brookfield there. You know, you can do like Uber or Lyft or drive there yourself if you had a car.
Does he go out that far?
I don't think so. Does it? Maybe Metro?
Close.
Do you think?
I think it's close.
Okay. It is a little bit, I don't want to say higher class because that's not the word. Maybe a little bit
it's
more like hoity-toity.
It's a little
like
fancier.
The suburban people go to Brookfield Zoo.
Oh, that's not the place for me then.
But it's just, you know, it's... It has a few more options mm-hmm. to it. It's like a little plus stuff, but you do have to pay, and it's pretty hefty admission to get into Brookfield. We like both of them. They're both great choices. So if kids who love animals, adults who love animals, those might be something to check out.
Peter, can I cut in here? Because I'm going to play right off of hers. Because
sure.
I doubt you'd have this one. Only because one of the things that I always thought was cool was the Chicago History Museum. So when you're looking for a full-out history in Chicago, and it's literally right next to the Lincoln Park Zoo. So it's almost on the property. It's maybe a half a mile from there.
Yeah.
But the Chicago History Museum is an amazing museum, and it's got more than just Chicago history. But it literally tells you the story from a trading post, from a French trading post on the river to what it is today. But they've got some crazy artifacts. Like they have the bed that Abraham Lincoln died in. That's there. They have the table where the Civil War essentially was ended when they signed the documents over. They got some, it's really cool. They got some vignettes, but it's a wonderful museum. It's not very expensive, and it's right next to Lincoln Park Zoo. Usually when we go, we hit like 2 hours here and like 4 hours here. So it's really cool.
And you can become a hot dog.
Okay.
like you can actually become a hot dog there. So that's also another fun thing to do.
Sold.
Sold. Peter, I'm sorry. Did you have the History Museum? I'm sorry. There you go.
He's not going to go with this one, but I would just like to suggest, if it works out, go see the Cubs play the White Sox at Guaranteed Rate Field. I still call it Comiskey because that's what I grew up with. It was Comiskey Park. Mm-hmm. Because I know you won't ever probably set foot in Comiskey Park, I'm going to go with the old standby of the Sears Tower.
Okay.
Nobody has said the Sears Tower or the Hancock Building yet. I know they're not, neither of them are called that anymore, but I'm old. I don't change very easily. It's the Sears Tower, not the Willis Tower. I don't care. It's the Hancock Building, not the address that it goes by now, which is like 976 like North Michigan Avenue or whatever they call it now. No, it's the
Hancock Building. I had no idea that it had even changed.
There you go. See? But the observation decks in either of those are super cool. The Sears Tower has the block outside of the building.
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
I was going to say, this is the wrong guy, Michael.
Either. I don't want to do that.
But I'm just saying, hey, the kids might want to.
I have given them the option. I have been up there, so I have seen it.
Awesome.
And I enjoyed it. The only thing I didn't enjoy was that elevator because it has to get up there quickly. I remember the first time we went in that, because I'm from Ohio, you know, a small town in Ohio. How many elevators am I going up at that point in my life? I think I was 18 when I told my dad. I was like, oh, by the way, me and my friend are going to Chicago to go to a Pearl Jam concert, 2 Cubs games. And I was 18. And he's like, okay. But I remember that experience. I remember it just shot up in my eyes. My friend laughed at me because my eyes just got like that big around when it went up there. But beautiful. I mean, the views. And I'm not that scared up there, because it's a building, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm looking out windows. It's not, but I ain't going out on that. No way.
I'm not either.
Michael,
talk. I don't blame you at all.
The Hancock Building has a really nice place called the Signature Room on the 95th, and it's a restaurant on the 95th floor. They have a lounge, too, actually one level above it.
Yeah, the bar on the 96th.
Yeah, it's a really nice restaurant. The Hancock Building is a mixed-use building. They have some stores. They have – it's a bunch of condominiums. It's parking. It's restaurants. It's mixed use.
It's also where John Belushi and Chris Farley
died. Mm-hmm. In the building. Mm. So good point though, Peter. Good. Those are really good. I did go, I stood out on that block for like one of my birthdays, and it takes all of your effort to move your feet because you're just paralyzed looking down. Yeah, it's tough.
No.
It's rough. Good point though.
Not happening.
Stace, how about some of the minor ones?
All right. So I would suggest, since you're going to be here during the summer when it's just gorgeous in Chicago, to be sure to visit the lakefront. It is honestly breathtaking. Every time I drive along Lakeshore Drive, I just am so thankful that I'm able to live in a city that has so much to offer. Like, we have a beautiful lake with beautiful beaches. So just kind of maybe pick a spot to park and just take a nice walk along the lake towards downtown, so you can kind of have the agriculture, the architecture in the, you know, as you're walking toward it. Some beaches are nicer than other beaches. Some beaches are more crowded than other beaches. So if you did want to, actually go to the beach, I would suggest doing a little bit of a Google search and just kind of seeing what would fit for your family, because some people like the crowd. Some people want a little bit more secluded.
Which one would be better with my Speedo?
Any of them, obviously. Oh, okay. Any of them would be great.
I think that's Oak Street, though. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. I grew up at Foster Beach because that's where my house was. But kids and I have spent some time at Montrose Beach over the past few years.
Montrose Beach is nice, too.
And also Loyola Beach is great, but it's a little bit, that one's very empty, but the sand is kind of rocky. So you can also get, there's also different sand at different beaches. But definitely that's definitely something that you want to do, even if it's just walking along the lake for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's great to just be in the middle of everything that's happening there. So
Well, you brought up a good point, too. And I want to, maybe we can get to this. I know I'm going to ask my questions later, but I'm going to ask this now. Parking, when it comes to stuff, I know when we went, I think I parked in like a garage and I think I stayed there. But when me and Christina went to Wrigley 1 year, we had to park at a supermarket that I'm telling you, this place was like 10 miles down the road. We had to walk the whole way. And it was about 40 degrees, by the way, if not less. And so what's the parking situation? Let's say we wanted to go to a beach for just half an hour.
The beachfront parking, if you get, I would say get there early, like early, like 9 a.m. or before. There's tons of parking if you get there early. As soon as you hit like closer to noon, it fills up real fast. So you have to make sure that early is definitely worth it. Sometimes it's free. Sometimes there's meters along the way. But if you're going someplace else downtown, or if you're looking to park near Wrigley, I use an app called Spot Hero. If I know specifically where I'm going, Spot Hero is a great app. You type in where you're going, and you're going to essentially purchase a parking space. You go there, and usually what we've done is they're usually in a parking garage someplace. But it takes the pressure away. You know you have a place to park. And you can find the ones that are closest to the location. Some people sell their parking spaces at their homes. I've never done one of those before, and I don't quite know how that works. But if you're using a parking garage, there's usually a code on your phone when you pay for it, and that's what you scan as your ticket, and it's all paid for. So that's a really good resource to use.
That's awesome. Yeah, that would take, because I have a lot of anxiety, as you know. So
me too.
I have anxiety when it comes to like, well, where am I going to park? And sometimes I don't go places just for that reason. Like, same. I'm not going to deal with the parking situation. And that's why I don't go to the Gulf Coast, because I had some issues at the Gulf Coast beaches with parking. I could never find a parking spot. Yep. Yet Coco, I can go over there and I can park till my little heart's content. Now that's been my experience. So
Yeah, parking stresses me out a lot. And that's why with the beach situations, usually I'm by myself because Scott doesn't like beaches. And that stresses me out a lot, which is how I learned to go very early. And then you get to enjoy a cooler part of the day, too. So
I wasn't a big fan of the movie either, so I'm with
Michael.
I like her.
I should say, though, that the traffic in the city of Chicago proper is always chaos. I-4 is bad, right? So I-4 is always bad by you. That's how a lot of the expressways are. That's the expressways in Chicago constantly.
90-94.
That's what we grow up with. Every major artery, Addison, Belmont, Irving Park, Grand Avenue, it's all the same traffic. So it's heavy. So, and Chicago drivers are different. They are different. They aren't aggressive, but they're purposeful. It's purposeful driving. It's not stupid driving. It's just purposeful. So, you know, there is going to be an inherent anxiety increase if you're driving around. You just get used to it. You know, a lot of times in Chicago, I use this with my kids, and they hear this phrase because I drive a bigger vehicle. And in Chicago, might makes right. Okay, it's not a great advice to give people, but it's the truth. Might makes right. When you're stuck at a stoplight or a four-way stop, might makes right. You know, so you just have to kind of learn and go with it. So, Peter, did you have one for a minor one?
Yeah. So keeping with my theme of food and other categories.
Yes, sir.
This is the last car hop service restaurant in Chicago. It is world famous. You will find t-shirts from this place in Asia and in Europe. And that is Super Dog Drive-In.
Super, you know what? I've heard it. I think I watched something
there
about
you go.
This. Yeah.
The Winking Wieners.
That's the place where they won't give you a dog with like ketchup on it or something, right? They're like,
well, that's every place. That's every place in Chicago.
Packets of ketchup. But yeah, like they will not put ketchup on your hot dog. Period.
I remember seeing something about that. They're very hyper about it. So,
but the two icons on the top of the building. Mm-hmm. Are the original owners and the openers of that restaurant. Unfortunately, he has since passed. His wife, I believe, has allowed the kids to take it over now. But Superdog has been around for years and years and absolutely an icon of the Chicago area.
And that is not everybody in a knows stressful place Superdog. To... That's not in a stressful place to drive either.
No, because it's so up that's on just the like, far yeah. north side. That's, yeah.
I'm gonna,
it's not real bad.
I'm going to jump to number two because number two on my food list... Superdog.
Mine too.
And it's a place, Michael, that like a Friday night with nice weather, you go with the family, you back the car in, you hit the switch. Hiya, what can I get for you? You know, and you're like, give me two super dogs, give me a super cheesy, give me fried vegetables. And the
and don't ask for a hot dog because they will correct you.
Correct.
It is a super dog.
It comes in this like box. It's their own like proprietary design box. And the dog... And it's a Chicago style dog.
It's lounging inside.
It's lounging inside is right, Peter. It's right. That's exactly right. it has onions and like a neon green relish. It has a green...
Sport peppers.
Sport pepper, a green tomato.
Dill pickle.
And they're fries. It's not... I hate fresh cut fries. I'm like the only person in America maybe I think that hates that. But it's not. It's like a weird hybrid of fresh cut fry with like... But it's like double fried in peanut oil. And it works. Now, it's not cheap. It's like $6, $6.50 for a hot dog. It's like $7.50 or $8 for a burger. But in terms of big city standards, it's pretty much standard, you know? So it's not cheap, but it's not...
Still cheaper than Disney.
It's the experience that you're
Disney
getting.
Is right, Peter.
Exactly. And you're not getting car hops. Like, they have legit car hops still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone will bring the food out to your car. They will put it on a tray, hang it from your window.
Correct. Yeah, it's an experience.
And if you don't have the car... You can actually eat. They do have some tables. They're outside. No indoor eating.
Mm-hmm.
Even before COVID, they had no indoor eating at this facility. But
exactly.
Absolutely. It's something everybody should check out when they're there.
And it's somewhat close to Stacy's house and kind of like in between. If Stacy and my house, it's kind of in
it
between.
It is. It's a good meeting place.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, Stacy, number two for you.
All right, so this is someplace I haven't been, but it's on my list, and it's called the 606.
Okay.
It's a 2.7-mile elevated park and trail that was built on what was once an industrial train line. And so it was an abandoned railway, and they just gave it new life by making it into a walking and biking trail. And there's tons of there's exits on this trail that you can walk on. And it takes you to different public art areas of the city. But it's just kind of a great way to get a good taste of other neighborhoods as a tourist. You're not in the typical downtown. You're seeing the other parts of Chicago. And you can kind of see into people's backyards and their gardens and things like that. I'm trying to see what else it says. It goes across four of Chicago's hippest neighborhoods. Wicker Park, which is where Sophie spends a ton of time, Bucktown, Logan Square, and Humboldt Park. And also, it's part of the city's bike share program. So if you were interested in riding the trail, you can rent a bike and do that there. But it's supposed to be beautiful. I think this summer we're going to do that as a family and walk the trail. So it's called the 606, and that comes from zip codes in Chicago. All start with the numbers 606. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I love it when they do that, when cities take those, because I've seen that happen in a couple cities. I think that's amazing when they turn it into, you know, green space.
Yes.
Bring some more agriculture into the...
Into the architecture. Uh-huh.
Michael, though, the city of Chicago is not lacking in terms of parks and overall parkland. Even though it's a major city, like the way they designed the city with a grid formation right after the Chicago fire, and they designed it, you know, they designed so much green space. And there are parks that us three have never visited. You know, Jackson Park on the south side, you know, and Douglas Park. These are massive, massive parks we've never visited, you know, but, I mean, enormous. Even our local parks by our house are just like, what? You know, we have Portage Park in the middle of the city of Chicago, and Portage Park is a monster. So, we're not lacking as far as that goes, as far as green space goes. So, Peter, what do you got?
food theme, but not food. The Chicago Dogs. They're a minor league baseball team just outside the city. Super cheap tickets, great time. They're right across 294 from this little entertainment district with a bunch of restaurants and bowling and bars and all kinds of stuff. Real easy to make an evening out of that.
Right. It's by Rosemont, which is right by my house. Yeah. So
right. It's in Rosemont, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Their inaugural season was like 4 years ago. They haven't been around very long. They're not like, you're not getting MLB baseball, but you're also not paying MLB prices.
They did have one MLB star as a promotional stunt, and he played for a full season. They signed Carlos Zambrano. Remember Big Z, Michael, from the Cubs? They signed Carlos Zambrano. He was like 44 years old, but he could still throw 80 miles an hour, 82 miles an hour, and he pitched for a season for them. So.
He's quite a fiery guy, that guy.
Oh, man. All right, so I'm going to take you to a place that it's like the number one attraction for my family, and we go and it's free. The thing is, it's beautiful, and you've seen nothing like that, I don't believe, in your life. The downside is it's in a changing neighborhood. So you have to go early, and you go on the weekends, and it's perfectly safe. But, Stacy, Peter, have you ever been to the Garfield Park Conservatory?
I've been to a wedding reception there.
Me too.
Missy's cousin had their wedding reception in the Garfield Park Conservatory.
Okay, so it's best described as like turn-of-the-century glass and steel with like a unique flair to the building. It's one of the largest indoor greenhouses in the world, and it was designed to be the largest indoor greenhouse. And when you walk in, as a kid, I remember, I thought that must be what Florida smelled like, because you're walking into the palm room and the fern room, and you're thinking, well, that's kind of boring. My kids never get tired of it. It's such a beautiful building, and the outside is nice too as well, but the outside are just outside gardens. But the inside is, it's like indescribably beautiful and full of history. But again, you have to go at the right time. It's free. It's a free attraction. But it's my number one like Chicago attraction. And it's not even a major attraction, but it's gorgeous. Parking's free. Park in the parking lot. It's secured. There's a guard. So
part of the park district, isn't it?
Yep. Yes, sir. It is part of the park district. But it's the Garfield Park Conservatory. It was built like, frankly, it was built like in the late 1800s, and then they had destruction, and glass panes have broken and they've replaced it, but it's gorgeous. It's just a gorgeous facility now.
Yeah.
So it's one of the highlights of like any like Christmas time as well. They decorate it up really nice and put out like a Christmas lights.
It's beautiful to drive past at night.
Mm-hmm.
Drive past at night. don't stop and get out and go up to the building at night.
Yeah.
Unless you're there for a special event like I was. In which case, there was somebody there, and like, that's fine. But like,
unless
drive past it at night, and they have like all the light, they have lights that are like upshot into the foliage and stuff inside, and they make these crazy pretty shadows and stuff in the outside glass walls.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
It's one of the most beautiful things you can see, and you wouldn't even expect it. And where it's located, you wouldn't expect it, and it's amazing, just utterly amazing.
Yeah. Kind of a little bit of a rougher neighborhood, but
mm-hmm. Stace.
All right, my last not major attraction, I don't want to say minor attraction, is the Pilsen neighborhood in Chicago. I have not done this. Again, this is another one of my bucket list things, because I honestly just saw somebody who did a tour of Pilsen and I was completely in awe. They have gigantic murals on buildings there that are just breathtaking, and so much, a lot of it based on social justice, and just amazing. It's it's a Latino neighborhood, so there's also a lot of Latino culture there. Lots of great restaurants and music and things to do there.
But now you're talking my language.
I know. You can book a walking tour with an actual guide to take you through and to point out, different things, or you can just do it on your own. There are some walking tours that you can download and that will kind of guide you in the right direction. But it's so, Google it. Google Pilsen neighborhood public art, and you will be blown away. It's just so colorful and gorgeous. So that's, again, something we're going to do this summer. So
nice.
All right.
Peter.
I've got another tour, and it's the Chicago Gangsters and Ghosts Tour.
Nice.
Like, you've got to do a Chicago gangster tour when you're here. And this one goes through a bunch of places that are well known to be associated with Al Capone and, you know, the Northside Irish gangs that Al Capone was up against when he was kind of starting out, and some of the ghost stories and the haunted areas of Chicago. We've got some very, very large cemeteries in the Chicago area, and you could probably do a week-long trip in the Chicago area and just do ghost tours for the different cemeteries.
Haunted cemeteries, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
So,
one of them right down the street from Wrigley, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Not too far from Stacy's house.
Nope.
Awesome. I'm going to squeak in two because I threw Super Dog at you, but I'll make them quick. The first is an architectural boat tour with the Wendella Boat Tours. Takes you up and down the Chicago River. And they've got a docent that knows what they're talking about and will point out things you've never imagined before about architecture right along the river. It's 90 minutes. It's completely worth it. And it's like you picked the right day with like sunshine and like warm breezes. It's like this is awesome. This is freaking awesome. Even for Chicagoans, it's like, that was really cool. But, Stacy, you mentioned it earlier, and completely free. Start off at Hollywood Beach, which is kind of by Stacy's house there, and just travel Lakeshore Drive. And Lakeshore Drive is the road that literally, it's 40 feet at some points and 100 feet at other points from actually Lake Michigan. And on the other side is the city. And the city kind of lays itself out in front of you as you travel this road. It's a famous song, Eliota Haynes. But anyways, the things you're going to see are just amazing. If I let me find the list here of things that you're going to actually see on Lakeshore Drive. It's crazy. The Chicago Yacht Club, the Drake Hotel, which is famous, but you've seen it a million times. Edgewater Beach Apartments, you've also seen that. You just didn't know you saw that before.
Yep.
Grant Park, Harbor Point Condominium, which is the only building east of Lakeshore Drive, even to this day. Jackson Park, McCormick Place, Montrose Beach, the Museum Campus of Chicago, the Museum of Science and Industry, Navy Pier, Oak Street Beach, Soldier Field, tons of things. And
McCormick Place.
It just shows off the lakefront. It's the highlight. It's what people think of when they think of Chicago. When you watch the news, you see from the lake inwards towards the city. It's what people think of, and it's what you see. So
that's how you're going to get that really cool, like, the iconic picture of the Chicago skyline.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also called LSD. So if you hear in Chicago that you're on LSD, it might not.
We're going to have to go over some of the lingo. Vocab, the lingo that you're going to need to
correct.
Kind of have an idea of, because, you know, if somebody says, "Oh, they're on take the Ike." Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the Eisenhower Expressway. It's 290. But then there's the Dan Ryan. there's like every highway has a number designation, and it has a name, and then it's got a slang name.
Exactly. And it all means the same. So don't screw about. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So getting into the food, Michael. So we were talking about it before you joined us, and so this is what we're blessed by in Chicago. You know, you were talking about pizza the other day, and like where some parts of the country are, you are in chain restaurant heaven or hell, depending on how you call it. In Chicago, you don't have that. You have the chains. You have your Chili's and your TGI Fridays, if it's even still operational. But there's a mom and pop, and there's a one-off everywhere. Mm-hmm. Every local pizza parlor in Chicago, it's awesome. They're fantastic. You don't have to have Domino's unless you want Domino's or Little Caesars. Every neighborhood's got great Mexican food, got really good Chinese food, and they're all one-offs. They're all mom and pop and individually owned. So we could literally name places. I can give you 50 places that you'd be like, I'm never going to visit that place. They may be the best restaurant you've ever been to. Peter knows the same because Peter's been all over the city with his previous job.
Oh, yeah.
And Stacy knows the same just by Andersonville, just up by her. we could list you 1,000 restaurants, and they're all fabulous. So it's really hard saying, where do I do for Chicago for food? Because you can't go wrong with any of these.
That was my problem. Like,
yeah.
I have 4. I can come up with 14 others off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You cannot judge these places by their covers, because a lot of the places that look like you do not want to step in those doors are the best places out there. My dad has this like favorite Mexican restaurant right by our house, and you would just walk by it and not even give it a second glance. I'm so glad that he discovered it, because it's amazing. Mm-hmm. So you can't judge a place just by what it looks like on the outside. And these are the nicest people you're ever going to meet. They're so appreciative for you coming in their doors. And even that is just an experience in itself.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about this all the time, me and Christina do. Our favorite place, like the place that we go to Chillicothe to eat, is in basically a trailer. It's a trailer building, a modular building, but it's a Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. And we crave it. And when we go there, we eat there, like if we're there for a week, we'll eat there probably 5-6 times. Mm-hmm. Whether this it's
back
lunch,
in Ohio,
dinner,
right?
Yeah, in Ohio.
Okay.
And so it's like, that's why I'm asking you guys this, is because you don't know this unless you know locals to point you that direction, because you can't make that decision on your own. Because like you said, if you look at this building, a lot of times you go with the safe option because you know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. You know, Taco Bell is not the best, right? But I know what I can get at Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I'm faced with, and that's why I want to know, give me some restaurants that,
and with the Mexican food available in Chicago, going to Taco Bell should be illegal.
Well, it's illegal down here too.
I still love me some Taco Bell, I'm just going to say.
I'm not saying I don't eat Taco Bell.
Not a sponsor, obviously.
If I still was up in the Chicago area, like, there are so many other taquerias that I would rather go to than Taco Bell.
Exactly. Hey, guys, do you, Stacy, Peter, you have pizza on your list?
Do, yep.
Okay, so
3.
Everyone thinks about pizza, Michael, so I'm not going to give us a particular place, but if you said Lou's or Giordano's or Pizzeria Uno or Pizzeria Due or Moretti's or any of those places, they're all good. That's the thing. Stacy's got 3. I've never even heard of her 3. Peter's got 3. I've never even heard of his 3. I got 3, but yet if we all had our 3 pizzas, we'd all be like, damn, that's good pizza. We would all love each other's pizza, because that's one thing we're in Chicago's got that for everything.
Yeah.
Middle Eastern food, got it. Awesome. Amazing. 50 places. Yep. Chinese food, oh, got 5,000 places. Awesome. Amazing. Thai food, yeah. Mexican food, pizza, Italian, vegetarian.
There's an entire Greek town in Chicago.
Correct.
You got Greek town, you got Chinatown, you got Koreatown, you got there's everything there.
Yeah.
So
we're just telling this. I don't know why you guys go to Disney. You're in Chicago. My goodness,
Michael,
you're selling me.
Michael,
it makes sense because when I go to Disney, I love going to Disney and I love eating at restaurants at Disney, but I am not as obsessed as some other people are, because that's the only time they're going to have these diverse varieties of food. We have this at our fingertips. So that's why I kind of like going to Garden Grill. Like, it's, you know, it's,
yeah,
it's an experience. I don't need to go to Tangerine Cafe because I have the Middle Eastern cafe right in my neighborhood, which I love. So it's just different.
Stacey, I love you. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, that was good hummus and falafel. Yeah, my pita inn is better at home, you know. So, you know, it's true. So we are blessed in that sense. So, you know, that's one of the things. So yeah, we all got pizza on our list. You know,
but so should we all give our one pizza place and then like
we'll, move on?
That's a good idea.
We'll move on to the rest of the restaurants.
Ladies first.
Okay, mine is Rinaldi's in Andersonville.
Okay,
it is the best thin crust pizza that I
That's
know
what most
of.
People don't even know.
Yes, because it sounds so spoiled, but I kind of get sick of the stuffed and the pan pizza. Like, you just want a good thin crust. And Chicago pizza is cut in squares. Like, it's not slices. Chicago but box this cup. Is just, I mean, the ingredients are absolutely fresh. It's not canned tomato sauce. Like, it's, it's all homemade. But they have so many gluten-free options, vegan options. They have something for everybody there, and really, really nice owners and great staff as well. And it's in Andersonville, which is another neighborhood that's really worth it to visit, because it's an awesome place. So,
well, Christina has a little thing where she says that we should call a pizza place and say, how do you cut your pizza? And if they say they cut it in squares, then we can continue the conversation. Yeah. And then I always say, what does your pizza box look like? Is it that generic box that everybody uses? Because if it is, all right, we can continue the conversation.
There you go. Yep.
So, because that's the best pizzas we've ever had. We're generic boxes that everybody uses.
Or even paper covered boxes.
Yeah.
I got one coming up, Stace. Don't ruin mine.
Sorry.
Don't ruin mine. So, all right, Peter, you're up. Pizza.
I have two then. One is on the north side, and one is on the south side.
Now north you can keep side, the you south got, side. Don't worry about it.
Actually, you'd be doing yourself an injustice by skipping this pizza place, even though it's on the south side. Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder Company up on the north side. The pizza pot pie is a famous dish.
I've never had
it. They literally build it in a bowl, bake it, they bring it to your table, flip it over, and pull the bowl out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's amazing. Okay.
And that then place on the cash south only. Side,
just, yes, it is.
And that's why I've never been there, because we just can't get our act together to go get cash.
Yeah, there's an ATM down the street.
And that's right near, isn't that right near Chicago History?
Yes.
As well?
Yeah. Yes.
So sure you is. Can make that all in a...
Well, this is all tying together.
Across the street is where the now vacant lot where the St. Valentine's Day Massacre actually occurred. The house above Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder was the house used as a lookout by the Capone gang to pull that off.
Y'all better just extend this trip, Michael. I'm just telling you. You got enough time. You don't have enough time here. I'm just telling you.
On the south side, you got to go to Vito and Nick's. They're a famous Southside thin crust pizza shop. They're fantastic. They actually started doing their own frozen pizzas because they got so popular.
Gotcha.
All right.
I'm going to take you to a place that's now closed down, but its sister place is still open, but it's not cool like the original place. I'm going to take you to Barnaby's. Okay.
Yes.
And the Barnaby's on Tui is so awkward. But the pizza is so amazing. They use this corn flour like crust, and it comes out like crispy like a cracker. They have one that's kind of towards like Niles, Morton Grove, Skokie area. It's not quite as cool on the inside. I can't even really describe the interior of this, Michael. It's, I don't know, like your grandma's basement, but without the carpet, but just as goofy and like, but like it's like expected, and like they serve you pizza and it comes in like a bag, and it's like the bag is all greasy by the time you get home, and you're like, that's exactly what a pizza should look like. So, but Barnaby's pizza is a classic. So, but sadly, the one that we're all thinking of probably on Tui Avenue, they've been closed now for like 9 months now, and it's heartbreaking because the kids love Barnaby's pizza, just love it. So
they're probably not going to come back.
I don't think so. All right, what's number two on your list, Stace?
I have Susie's Drive-In, drive-through, which is right, but I could walk to it.
Oh.
It used to be cash only, I think, but now they've like come into credit cards with COVID and everything. But you kind of walk in there and you're like, is this going to be safe? Like,
it is,
you can
kind of
see the grime everywhere. And so you're just like, okay, it's going to be fine. You just don't even worry about it. But they have the Chicago hot dogs. They have the Italian beef. They have the fries are just, and I know Chris doesn't like the fresh cut, but they're fresh cut fries, but they put this seasoning on it. That's, I don't like sweet and savory mixed together.
Peter, too.
But it works. Yeah. It works with these fries. It's like, what are they doing with this
stuff? Have you had the cheese fries there?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Hang on. This woman spends free time over at what is the place? Frank's?
It used to be called U-Dog-U's. That's U-Dog-U. What I call it. Those are the best cheese fries
I remember that place, too.
But Susie's is just
Susie's cheese fries, they put them in a taco shell.
They do.
Like a taco salad shell. They dump the fries in and they just drown it in cheese sauce.
Healthy.
And they have like they have a million different types of shakes also. But if you're driving in the summer on a Saturday night, like my neighborhood is really not a tourist attraction, but you go past it on a Saturday night in the summer, there's just cars like lined up everywhere on the street to get into the place.
Nice.
So but it's only open 2 days a week now since COVID. So I'm hoping that they're not they're not struggling and are gonna have to close. But they have to be making the cash because they're obviously not putting money into keeping the building.
You're right.
Michael, the COVID closures.
They keep the neon running, though.
They do.
The COVID closures in Chicago actually is a problem. Unlike Florida, where it's beautiful weather all year round. In Chicago, you know, a lot of these places were forced. They were like, okay, no indoor dining. And a lot of these places in November, December, January, February, March. I mean, that's tough going when it's 7 degrees outside. It's really hard. So the COVID closure in Chicago, any city figure north of Louisville, they had a hard run at it. Because wintertime dining made it hard on them. So, Peter, what do you got, buddy? We may have to move this along, guys. We're kind of running a little long for Michael. I apologize.
I'm going with Al's Italian Beef on Taylor Street.
Nice.
Everybody's done Portillo's. They've all heard of it. Al's is one of the originals. It is debatably the original Italian beef sandwich. It is fantastic.
It's very good.
I'm gonna go to Pizza Hut. No, I'm gonna take you to. They have probably one over at O'Hare, but have you ever had Garrett's popcorn, Michael?
No.
Okay, so Garrett's a Chicago institution. So I hate saying this because I'm probably wrong. I think it's a minority-owned business, but I'm not sure if it's true or not. But I believe it's a minority-owned business.
I think that you're right.
I think so. They have this Chicago mix. It's like cheese and caramel. Okay, people love it because of the savory and the sweet. But you've had caramel corn, right, Michael?
Yeah.
It's crap. Whatever you had is crap compared to Garrett's popcorn. It in itself is like when you take that first few bites of Garrett's popcorn, you're like, this is like a food paradise. You know, it's amazing. I can't describe it to you. It's that good. And they have different locations in Chicago, and they have them on Michigan Avenue. And they're mixing it up with their spatulas and, like, butter and stuff, and they're mixing it up. And you're like, just the smell of it. You know, you walk past, like, the Caramel Kusch in Germany? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's like country cousin from, like, three countries over.
Right.
It's like not even close. Garrett's Popcorn. And they have locations everywhere. They might have one in O'Hare. They might have one in Midway. Though Midway, I think, is nuts on Clark. But, oh, man, it's something special. That's for sure.
It's as right now, it's not minority-owned.
No.
I just looked it up. So, but I don't know what the origin is.
But for some reason, it was in our mind. So it's possible that we may have heard of that. But no matter what, it's still, if you, here's the downside. A one-pound bag is like $15. And like, a good, like, 4 minutes finishes that one-pound bag with a few hands in there. You know, you're like,
you don't
the
get
sad
the
part
small.
Is it's going to take you an hour to get in. Because, like, the one true. On Michigan Avenue, you will you wait just, in line.
Sometimes, though, like, whenever I go downtown for meetings or whatever, I go to a Garrett's, and a lot of times it's really hit or miss. Lunchtime, I think it gets to be really long. But don't go for the small. You're going to regret it. Yeah, just go for the – close your eyes. Go for the family size and just deal with it.
It might be $40, but it's worth it. Trust me. It's worth it. Buy yourself a tin of it.
It's so worth it.
All right. Stacey, we got one more round. Let's wrap it up.
I am done because all of mine have been talked about.
Okay. Peter, one more.
I have two more, so we're good. I can cover her.
Good.
Up far north side, Caribbean American Bakery on Howard.
Okay.
They have the best Jamaican style beef patties I've ever had in my life.
Nice.
And then I'm going to take you back down to Taylor Street, almost directly across from Al's Italian Beef. And that is Mario's Italian Lemonade.
Nice. Michael, Taylor Street isn't far from downtown. It's off of the Eisenhower Expressway. It's by, like, UIC. So it's not...
Oh, the Ike. It's off the Ike.
Yeah! Set a boy!
All right.
So, but... I'm sorry, Peter. So it's not far. So...
Yeah, no. Mario's Italian Lemonade is literally a wooden shack that has been built off of a Chicago 3 flat, and it has been run by the neighborhood kids for years and years and years. Like, my parents went there when they were kids. And it's closed in the winter. They open up Memorial Day?
Yeah, you're right. Only the summer. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And there will be a line. It doesn't matter when you go. It doesn't matter what time of day you go. There will be a line.
They have it in like 10 different flavors.
Everything has a lemon base. Mm-hmm. But then if you get cantaloupe, there will be chunks of cantaloupe in your Italian lemonade. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And one thing I tell people they have to experience when they're there.
Let me finish with one more, and that's where when Lisa and I were first married, we bought a condominium in Montclair, which is by Elmwood Park, and we went to Johnny's Italian Beef for many trips. And Johnny's, the reason why this is famous is they're also one of the places. It's a kind of an awkward shaped building, but there's constantly a line outside when the weather is brutally cold, waiting for Italian beef sandwiches.
North Avenue.
And on Friday, they have pepper and egg sandwiches, which are just unbelievable. The green peppers and scrambled eggs dipped in the Italian beef dressing. And their Italian lemonade is what they're famous for. So they'll serve you, it's like an Italian ice, but it's different there. It's just
soft.
Yeah, it's different.
It's similar to Mario's.
Correct.
It really is. It's soft.
It's really, really good. If you're in that side of the city, which is not necessarily where any of the other things that we're talking about is.
No, it's not.
but in itself is a really cool summertime experience. They'll serve you ketchup for your fries. And what they'll do, they don't have ketchup packets. They'll just take wax paper and they'll squirt a bunch of ketchup at the wax paper. And there you go. There's your ketchup. And they'll like literally put a wax paper of ketchup in front of you for your fries.
I mean, here's two more quick bonus ones. Gene and Jude's hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And right down the street from there is Halakahiki Tiki Bar.
They're right next to our Chicago Dogs by Rosemont, like 5 minutes from the Malik Abode, just so you know. So
right down the street.
There you go. See, you got us all passionate about food and things in Chicago. And look, we have a love-hate...
I haven't had dinner.
Right?
Me neither.
We have a love-hate relationship with the city, Michael. So many things that Chicago has is world-class and is second to none. I mean, Orlando has your theme parks. But like as far as things like culture, it's nothing. I mean,
man, I can't find a Greek restaurant around here that's any good to save my life.
It's nothing. Chicago has got those in spades. I mean, in droves, there's tons of them. And then there are other parts of Chicago between the traffic and the congestion and sometimes the people and the crime. And sometimes, you know, you're like, this is it. I'm out. And the weather, you know, oh, don't even get started. Yeah. Peter moved because of the weather, you know.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you that this is part of my ulterior motives here. I told you spring break has been atrocious. More and more people move down here, which means traffic is getting nuts. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get everyone to appreciate where they live now so they don't decide to move down here.
Gotcha. But we've probably encouraged people to come visit us in Chicago. Stace, right?
There you go.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
And Peter wants to come back just for dinner, I could tell. So, you know.
Trust me, if I could get back and just do a food tour... I've got a list.
40
I would be at.
Gotcha.
You need one of those $35 plane tickets or whatever you got that
right?
last time.
The problem is I need it to be like a week long, not 2-3 days.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Anyways, Michael, back to you, brother. We hope we got you some places and some options here. You know,
do you have any questions that we didn't cover?
No, I think you covered them all. We did have a few, but we ended up...
Eli's cheesecake, by the way.
We ended up finding somebody. Like Christina, when she's on something, she's on it. We already have our place to stay in Chicago, St. Louis, Atlanta. We're good to go. We've got our passes. We've got park reservations for each one of those days.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
See, now, had you told us where you were staying, we could have given you stuff that was within walking distance of your hotel.
Well, we can't do that because we stay cheap. So we're just not even going to disclose where we're staying at that point.
Well, you could have just given us an address. You didn't have to tell us what you paid.
Peter, it's a Nyman Garage, just so you know. They're staying.
Yes.
They're staying.
Hey, there's good places in the Nyman Garage. Shawarma Inn isn't far from the Nyman Garage.
There you go.
Hubs, which is where the juice from Saturday Night Live originated. Like, these are places most people will never see.
Gotcha.
Or hear about.
I think... I think we are. We're doing some cool experiences. I know we're staying at a cabin in St. Louis. Well, outside of St. Louis. It's not like it's a cabin in the middle of St. Louis.
Michael, have me. That'd be weird. I'm an expert in St. Louis, too, Michael. That place is near and dear to me, so I can help you.
I've got nothing for St. Louis.
I can help you.
Yeah, we'll definitely figure that one out. Because we have to fill about a day outside of St. Louis for that.
So. I got you covered right now. I already got it. I already designed for you. No problem.
All right. I appreciate it. And thank you guys so much. I hope it helped some of the
somebody
listeners
else too.
Yeah, for sure.
Come visit Chris and Stacy. We're happy to meet for pizza, for dinner. We're happy to.
Yes, please let us know. So, come to Chicago.
There you go.
And I will let you close the show, Chris, because you're so good at it.
What? Come on. This is your show. This is your show, big dog. So.
Nope.
All right. So for listening today, we appreciate it. We know this wasn't a Disney show, but you know what? It was fun just to go back and Peter got to visit home in his mind, and Stacy and I got to brag about where we live, and we're proud of it. So
now I got to figure out what I'm going to have for dinner.
Frozen pizza. Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. Anyways. So for listening today, we appreciate that. We appreciate all the new reviews we got. We got a couple new reviews. So per last time.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, keep them coming. We certainly love them. So for my team here, for Stacy, for Peter, for Michael, thank you. Have a great day.
See everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Catch you on the flippity flop.